listen, before I say I'll see you on the other side, there's somebody else who you share a birthday with on Valentine's Day, and that is our beloved guitarist, Ayodele.
Oh, yes!
Tomorrow.
Ayodele.
Wow. Yeah. Ayodele. And, oh my gosh. Yeah. So today, I hope that we can celebrate every moment of this day as it prepares us for every moment tomorrow. And as we continue to acknowledge and honor Black History Month, here's a little something that many will recognize from Ayodele and his beautiful wife, Yannick. Wow. So Keith, I will see you on the flip. Thank you for being here today. Here's Ayodele and Yannick.
Morning, Unity of New York.
Morning, Unity.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling seas.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us.
Facing the rising sun, how a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Yes. Chastening rod felt in the days when hope unborn died, yet with a steady beat, and now these weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed.
Have come over a place that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered.
Out of the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is past.
you, Unity of New York.
Thank you, Unity.
Happy Black History Month.
Bye.
Thank you, Ayodele and Unique, for giving us that gift. Whew. That was powerful. That was good stuff. You guys, we have an amazing family, don't we? Good morning. I said good morning to Keith. Good morning, my Unity family. Oh, I'm glad we're together this morning, another Sunday morning. As another week has whooshed right by. Happy winter, spring, winter. You know, this morning, during that song, I was feeling guided to take us on into meditation. So let's do that. Leo, if you can bring that up, let's get still. Yeah, thank you. Just allow yourself to be exactly where you are right now, right here. I'm going to invite you to put your feet flat on the floor and take anything out of your lap so that everything can flow. Top to bottom, bottom to top. You can either keep your eyes closed, and that helps you to be more centered, or look at the beautiful, beautiful visual in front of you. The galaxy, infinite creation. You may even be at a place where you can look outside at the beautiful falling snow. The gentleness of the falling snow. What a beautiful symbol and metaphor of all of us. Each snowflake unique, yet you can't separate one from another. They are in it together, all those little snowflakes, just like us. Now, allow yourself to let go. Whatever may be going through your mind, whatever experience may be going on in your life, in this moment, give yourself permission to let it go, to release it, to be open and receptive to what is. This is your moment. This is your experience. This is your time to honor yourself, to drop into that place, that deep place within, that secret place of the Most High, where every answer you could ever seek or need resides. Allow yourself to continue to breathe, mindful breathing, deep, mindful breathing, at your own pace, your own tempo. This is the time to let go and just be. just be. And on the next breath, let's go one more step into the stillness, into the silence. And we come back together, and together we say, Amen. Today's talk title that came to me is Say It. I almost called it, You Better Watch Your Mouth. So that's my Southern coming through. You better, young lady, you better watch your mouth. But I thought Say It was a little bit gentler. Except the irony is that anytime I hear the phrase Say It, I hear Leo saying it to his beloved little precious Maggie, his French bulldog that he said goodbye to, gosh, a couple of years ago. And Leo would say, Say it! Say it! And Maggie would speak. I think she would say, I love you. Is that what you taught her to say?
She could say, I love you, yes.
I love you! I love you!
Say it!
And seen. We are alive. That's what I'm talking about. So that's what I think of when I hear Say It. But today we're going to talk about something that we have all heard about. And we need to hear again and again, the power of our words. Now, some of you in different classes or different settings have over the years have declared me to be the word sheriff or the word police. I am so grateful for my expanded consciousness about words. Last year, we talked about the power of words. I believe it was May when we were doing the 12 powers last year, because the power of power is the power of dominion. It is the power of our words, and it's located in the base of the tongue, in the throat. That's where the power is. The power of power is that source right there. If some of you have been reading Tuesday's Hey Unity message that I handed over to Sean a couple of years ago, he writes great messages every week. And this, the first 12 weeks of this year, 2022, he is writing messages about the 12 powers. And this past Tuesday was the power of power. I'm going to read you what he wrote. As I shared with you just now, it sits in the throat. He says, that makes sense to me. Think of how powerful our words are to either build up or break down. If we're using our previous powers for good, then we will correctly use our power of power to bring about clear communications, such as asking clearly and accurately for what we want without concern for the results of asking. We can use our power of power to speak the truth about ourselves and others so that we wouldn't confuse anyone about who and what we are. We use our power of power to be a representative of love and spirit, rather than a lesson of forgiveness. Remember, we start the discussion of our 12 powers with faith. Faith is our yes power. So let's use our power of power to clearly call forth what we say yes to. Sean closes by saying, I encourage all of us to use our words with intentions for good, and that all may experience this good as a result. Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore said, speak the word. Speak the word. It's not, it releases creativity. We know that everything begins with a thought. But if all of these thoughts are still swirling around up here, all of these divine ideas are just swirling around, they can't get out there until they are spoken. They can't get out there to start working. So there's power in power of our word. Emmett Fox, he's the author of the book that Becca, the class that she's teaching right now, Sermon on the Mount. Emmett Fox said, bless a thing and it will bless you. Curse it and it will curse you. If you bless a situation, it has no power to hurt you. And even if it is troublesome for a time, it will gradually fade out if you sincerely bless it. You know, there's a popular catchphrase that we hear a lot here commonly. I've said it, you know, thousands of times myself. It is what it is, right? How many of you say, it is what it is, okay? Well, how about in a shift of awareness, we start saying, it is what I make it, because that's the truth. It isn't just it is what it is. That's cute and funny and fun. And you know, that's my thing. I love having fun. I love being fun. But if we're really going to get serious about this, we have to realize it isn't just it is what it is. It is what I make it. What am I calling it? When we become more aware of what we are saying, that's how we become even more aware of what we're thinking. You might possibly think it's the other way around, because everything begins with the thought. But what we're speaking is what is bringing awareness to what we're thinking. So here's the deal. You ready? Take a breath, okay? Take this in. If you don't want to manifest something in your life, don't say it. If you don't want to manifest something, don't say it. You know, I think my feet are killing me. Oh. Amen. She died because her feet killed her. Rest in peace. Leo, do you have that little picture I sent you yesterday? Even Britney Spears. I don't know if you can bring that up. There she is. Well, okay, somebody. My lower back is killing me. And I must confess, so are my knees. That I'm easily entertained. That cracked me up. Listen, people claim that affirmations don't work. I know it. I've been doing this for a long time now. People claim affirmations don't work. Well, actually, they do work. They do work because our outer experiences reflect the energy of our thinking, whatever that thinking is. Every thought and every word is a reflection of what we are giving energy to. Eric Butterworth said in his classic Spiritual Economics, where you are in consciousness has everything to do with what you see and experience. To pray for prosperity out of a sense of complaint or discouragement is to effectively compound the problem. You might want to hear that again. Where you are in consciousness has everything to do with what you see and experience in the outer. To pray for prosperity out of a sense of complaint or discouragement is to effectively compound the problem. As Jesus said, we can't serve two masters. One thing is going to cancel out another. Here's the thing. Our words have creative powers. I just said, Charles Fillmore said, the creative ideas are only here until we speak them, and it unleashes a creativity. You are a prophet. Now, you may have never been called a prophet before. You may have. I don't know. But I'm telling you today, you are a prophet. You've got the power. You are a prophet. Prophets aren't just Muhammad or some dude in the Old Testament. If you want to know what your life is going to look like in a year, 5 years, listen to what you're saying about yourself. That's what this is all about today. We need to listen to what we're saying about ourselves, about others, about life, because we are constantly prophesying our future, being the prophets that we are. We're constantly making declarations of what is to come. Yes, you are that powerful. Yes, you are. You can naysay it all you want or need to, but I'm telling you the truth. We've heard so many of these examples. Britney Spears just gave us a couple, but think about it. When you're really paying attention to what you're saying, I have sinus trouble this time every year. Every year, I get a cold every December. I hate the time change in winter because when it gets dark early, I always get depressed every year as soon as the time change happens. There is no way I'm ever getting out of this debt. I don't see how. I don't see how I can get out from under this mountain of debt. And I don't know if it's COVID or if it's getting older or what it is, but I just keep gaining weight. I can't seem to stop gaining weight. And for all kinds of reasons, I am never going to meet anybody. At this point in my life, I am too old, too this, too that. Oh, that's right. I did meet somebody. Well, my marriage is too far gone. There's no way now. This happens to me every single time I get married. We hear all kinds of stuff, don't we? There's just not enough time in the day for me. We say crap all the time, don't we? This is not about shaming and blaming. It's about our awareness, expanding our awareness. And it's not about going to the negative side of something. It's just about noticing. Amp it up. Noticing what you're declaring your life to be. Because when you constantly make declarations like all of these, when you continually call them in, you're sending out an open invitation. It's like, come on in. The door's unlocked. And then we can't believe why this stuff keeps happening. Because we know this, we know this stuff in unity. We know quite often what author said it, what book it's in, what class it was, what page it's on. And then it stops at the door. We're well versed. We're well read. And then it's like, we say something else. I know not all of you do this. I know that good and well. Here's the thing. Our words, as we've already said, can either bless our future or curse our future. This morning when I was thinking about this, I thought of my dad, which I was not a spiritual person. It's not that I don't think he was a spiritual person. He was not a spiritual person. Yet, after he died at 52 years old, My mom said he had told her on more than one occasion during their lives together that he was not going to live past 52 years old. My dad was a prophet. Did that cause him to die at 52? I don't know, but he did. He called it. When you wake up in the morning and things feel crappy, things look bleak, and you feel whatever you're feeling, you have got the power to send your words out in the direction you want your day to go. And sometimes when we wake up, we forget that we have that power to declare the direction we want our day to go. It doesn't mean everything is going to fall into perfect alignment, but it means that we've set the foundation for the day. We've set a focal point, a compass point to move forward. I'm so blessed with my prayer partners. Ever since I've had prayer partners, I would say for close to 20 years now, probably 20 years now. Barbara Raven, her prayer beads are with me every Sunday, to the point that Leo thinks I'm superstitious. I'm like, no, I just want Barbara here. My dear, dear Kathy Grant is here with me, with us every Sunday. Paulette Pipe was a prayer partner for years. And my prayer partner for, oh my gosh, at least 12 years, Angela Pepe, sent me a little message to share with all of you today about the power of our words. Leo, do you have that?
Happy Sunday, friends. For those of you who remember me, you may recall that Reverend Britt Hall is my prayer partner, or as I affectionately call him, my PP. Our prayer partnership has been a profound blessing. I now speak, act, and pray differently. I used to say things like, I'm sick, I'm lost, or I'm hungry. And he'd respond, are you affirming that? He taught me the power of my words, and I began using them differently. I now affirm, I am well. I desire direction, or I'd like some food. It's saying the same thing, but is it? I am a mighty manifester, and I carefully create my reality by the words I choose to describe it. What words are you using to describe your life these days? Then ask yourself, are you affirming that?
Thank you, PP. I am so blessed, and I am so honored and humbled that I have prayer partners that they're not just amazing individuals committed to their spiritual awareness or consciousness. They credit me with being instrumental in helping them with where they are in life. And I'm just very humbled by that. Did you see her surroundings? I could do a workshop on the journey of her manifesting that home where she is right now. And it's not about things, but as she said, she is a mighty manifester. And look, we all are. You can either use your words to describe your situation, whatever the situation is, or use your words to change your situation. Describe it or change it. And just a secret, even your best friends probably get tired of hearing you describe it. What do you want to do to change it? Some of you might remember from the four T's, then instead of seeing something right, no, instead of back up, instead of trying to set it right, we see it right. We see it right with a single focus. The eye the eye. Single focus. See it right. See it right. So another prayer partner of mine that we all know, near and dear to us, the bright shining light, Selena Staley. Man, she's just good medicine. Selena, when she gets up in the morning, she says, "I am a child of the Most High God. This is going to be a good day. This is going to be a great day. We can all do this. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. All things are working together in my favor. Today, all things are working together in my favor." The thing that I find absolutely most important to do of all my affirmations and all my tools is to remind myself to put God first. We may not even know what that means for us individually, but I'm going to ask you and invite you to try it on. Put God first. Today, I am in alignment with Spirit, with God, with the Most High that there is. I am in alignment. There's one power, there's one presence in the universe and in my life, and that is God, and I am in alignment with God. So, what have you been speaking? What have you been calling in? What have you been ordering up about your health, your finances, your relationship, your body? Not just what have you been thinking, what have you been speaking out loud? I love having the opportunity to get to do this on a Sunday because it reminds me of what I need to hear. I'm like, oh, Britt, if you heard somebody else saying that about themselves, you would put that badge on and wear them out. You'd be spiritually correcting all over the place. Listen to your words. There's one thing that hits very close to home about this for me. And I have a teenage nephew that's been going through a rough time for a while now. Funnest kid, he was great. He's been a troubled teenager, really frustrating for my sister, his mother. And the focus has been on how frustrating it is that he's so rebellious and he's just behaved poorly. And I'm reminded today that if no one else is able to shift that perception about him, I can. I can see it. I can shift it. I can know that he is kind, he is respectful, he makes good and wise decisions. He just doesn't know it yet. But I'm gonna know that for him. And I'm also gonna share with you that I think that he might be manifesting his own come to Jesus moment right now because he has been very, very sick with COVID for the past few weeks. And this morning, just a couple of hours ago, I got a call from his mother, my sister, saying that her ex-husband, the father of my three nephews, suddenly died this morning, just a little while ago, of a heart attack. And that it breaks my heart. And I said, have you gone in and told him yet? He's the only one that's still at home. And she said, yes, I did. And I said, how is he? She said, the very first thing he said is, I've been such a jerk to him. He didn't use the word jerk, but he said, I've been such a jerk to him. What's it going to take for us to live today in the moment? We know that none of us gets out alive. We know this. We've had loss after loss after loss in our lives doesn't stop things from happening, but it stops, it shifts our experience of them. Whew, our words are seeds of faith. Our words are seeds of faith, seeds of what we have faith in. What are you placing your faith in? Are you placing your faith out there? Are you placing it in the truth that never changes? Because whatever I may be feeling today, it's just that. It's a feeling. It is temporary. Before closing, I want to share one more brief quote with you from Florence Scovel Shinn in her classic book, Your Word is Your Wand. She talks about guidance, and always on man's pathway is his message or his lead. There was a woman who was much troubled over a very unhappy situation. She thought to herself, will it ever clear up? Her maid was standing near and commenced to tell her of her experiences. The woman was too worried to be interested, but she listened patiently. The maid was saying, I worked in a hotel once where there was a very amusing gardener. He always said such funny things. It had been raining for 3 days, and I said to him, do you think it'll ever clear up? And he replied, my God, doesn't it always clear up? The woman was amazed. It was the answer to her thoughts. She said reverently, yes, with my God, it always clears up. And soon after, her problem did clear up in a very unexpected way. So when you're saying, I'm such a bad cook, or I hate the rain, or I hate the snow, or whatever, I say to you, young man, young lady, watch your mouth. Really, watch your mouth. I've got the power. And if I have the power, that means you've got the power. You have got the power. So I'm going to bring in a couple of very good friends of mine with some help from some other good friends of mine to remind you of that truth. Sing along with them. Sing along. Say it. Leo, hit it.
I got the power. You got the power. We got the power. I got the power. You got the power. We got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
All right, freeform dance.
There's nothing I can't do.
I've got the power
to be anything I want.
I've got the power inside of me.
Yeah.
I've got the power inside of me.
Every day I'm wasting my time thinking that someone else is gonna do it all for me. I've got to
get up, get out, get in.
Just get started. Take one step towards my destiny. Then I'll
define my direction with clear-cut intention.
Declare what will be, and then just watch it come to me.
Oh, I've got the power
to make all my dreams come true.
I've got the power.
Honey, there ain't nothing I can't do.
I've got the power
to be anything I want.
I've got power inside of me.
I've got the power inside of me.
Talking me down, David.
There are days when I feel that I'm just no good. Days when I don't even want to try. But when I stop, look and listen and surrender, I hear a voice of truth I cannot deny. It says, you know you can do it, my friend, just get down to it.
Have faith in yourself and the will to see it through.
Inside of me, I've got the power inside of me.
In those times when I feel so frightened and it seems like I just can't go on, I need to look deep inside, 'cause that's where I find
the power.
You got the power. You got the power. You got the power.
I've got the power.
I got the power now.
I've got the power inside of me.
Are you feeling it?
I've got the power inside of me.
I got it. All right, so we're going to sing this to you. I got the power. You got the power. We got the power.
I got the power. You got the power. We got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Sing with us.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Over and over, till you get it.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. Yeah.